CFRC 101.9 FM's funding drive is now underway. Join us this fall for great events, including our drag bingo fundraiser with local drag legend Tiffany Morgan at the Grad Club on November 18th. Come for a hilarious night of fun with friends and compete for glory and great prizes from CFRC and local sponsors. Only $5 to $10, pay what you can to get in. $5 tickets are now available via CFRC.ca, and they'll be available at the door. The action starts at 7 o'clock on November 18th. See you there.
The Kingston Potters Guild is holding their annual holiday sale in the Ted Center Malting Tower on November 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Over 20 local potters will be in attendance. Visit us on Thursday from 5 till 9, Friday 10 till 7, Saturday 10 till 5, and Sunday 10 till 3. Come out and support one of the oldest pottery guilds in the province of Ontario, serving the Kingston community since 1967.
Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Hello, everybody. We're Stereo Lab.
And my name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to
CFRC,
the best radio station we've ever heard.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. It's Millie. You're listening to Indie Wake Up Call this fine morning. It's actually a little bit warmer today than it's been the past couple days. Thank God. We have a really special show today. I've been allowed to take over. I'm doing a solo show. I have a friend coming on soon. And yeah, we've got a pretty neat lineup today. I live above my downstairs neighbors. I've been hearing them playing, music. I can hear them rehearsing. When I first moved in, my neighbor told me, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm in a little band, whatever." Little did I know, because I'm a student, I haven't lived in Kingston that long. Little did I know they're actually a very poppin' Kingston band, and they'll be coming on later today to give us a little special preview of some things. We also have another band coming on who is also a very banging Kingston band, and I'm really excited for today. Just a little reminder, we are doing the funding drive. Our sponsor is Black Dog Hospitality, and if you go to CFRC.ca, there are plenty of different options for donations and even a chance to win some little goodies upon donating. So yeah, make sure to check that out. I'm really excited to give you guys a solo show today. I mean, not so solo, but it's going to be fun. We've got a good lineup. It's a very Mac DeMarco fall day today. So I hope you guys enjoy. First, we're going to play a couple songs. We've got Release Me by the Wesleys coming up. We've got some Mac. We've got a new song from the Greeting Committee that just came out, I believe, on Friday. Some Body Wash, some Bells Larson. It's a good show. It's a good show. I hope you guys enjoy your morning so far, and I will see you guys in a few.
Go and tear away the veil. Now you know what love can feel like. You said now it's gone away. Brought back, we could try things over. Never change. I think I'm losing it.
Good morning, guys. For anybody just tuning in, this is Indie Wake Up Call live from Carruthers Hall, CFRC 101.9. This is Millie. I'm doing a bit of a solo show today, doing a takeover. We have a stacked show. We have Lake Porter on their way in. They just did a show at the Broom Factory last night, so it's awesome that they're coming in so early this morning. They're going to give us, you know, a little scoop on some of their new music, and maybe, if you guys are lucky, a little performance. But I also have my friend Mitchell here today. Mitch, you want to say hi?
I do. Hello.
He is also going to be giving us a little performance later. He is a musician and he is in engineering. Mm-hmm. Second year at Queens.
A little bit of a jack of all trades, unfortunately.
I would say fortunately. I think that's awesome. Do you want to talk a little bit about maybe what you'll be singing later? Just very briefly, we'll get a little more into it.
Sure.
Later.
Well, Millie invited me on this show, and we kind of decided it would be a Mac-themed show, like Mac DeMarco. And I was like, okay, maybe I could do a live performance. Like, I love playing his songs on guitar. And so that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to play Shining and maybe talk about some other stuff. We'll see.
We'll see. Just a quick reminder, again, we are doing the funding drive right now. If you go to cfrc.ca, there is some more information there. There's the opportunity to make lots of different donations, big, small, whatever you're feeling, and an opportunity to win some little goodies, some treats. So yes, again, that's cfrc.ca for more information about the funding drive. And our sponsor for the show is Black Dog Hospitality. So shouts to them. How's today going, Mitchell? It's nice today. It's nicer than it's been the past couple days, I think.
Today's going pretty good. I mean, I got up, made coffee. I did 40 squats in my kitchen and I drank a cup of water and I had a PB&J and... Yeah, feeling pretty energized.
Nice. Are you excited to talk to Lake Porter? I'm really excited. I was checking them out yesterday, and they're pretty freaking epic, as the youth would say.
Well, yeah, I'm excited then.
Yeah, they're fantastic. We've got a couple more songs coming up before Lake Porter's coming on. We've got Massive Central by Body Wash, some Bells Larson, as I was saying earlier, some Sam Lynch. Whitney and Madison Cunningham. We've got a pretty stacked show today in terms of songs and bands. So I hope you guys enjoy.
glass half full is too empty to make me forget what it was that kept me from telling you how I have felt all along. Every night is the same. I am stumbling and calling out your name. You think that by now I know
holes in me and keeping Jones. my small town Joan of Arc. I'm a poor boy with a rake. She's an empress on her throne. Pulls me over with that face, the way she smiles when I get home. I'm an apple, she can chew me. It's a miracle she choose me. And of all the pretty things I've got, she ain't one that I'm losing. I'm awake and she's not. And I'm afraid of the way this feels. One ray from the mud, it's a pain, it's a rush. When you're hopelessly in love with a small town jungle.
Family trees to. Who knows where I'd be if I was ever reminded of you. Could it have been you? Could it have been me too? Who knows where I'd be if I was ever reminded of you.
Put a spell on me, starstruck when she front of me. Said I'm in love with the way that she talk and the way that she speak. Angel asked who I wanna be. I said to me, with you, version of me. Heart unlocked, and she got the key. Heart unlocked, she got the key. Big head call.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Hello.
For any listeners who just hopped on, you're listening to Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9. Today, I am here with Lake Porter. Hello, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. Howdy.
Last night, I heard you guys had a show at the Broom Factory, so thanks for coming in so early.
On a school night. Yeah.
How was that? How was the show?
It was great. We opened up for Billy Raful and his brother Peter Raful. It was our first time ever playing to a seated audience, which was different and very intimidating. But it was good. The crowd was great, and we got to play a little bit of a softer set, and it was really fun.
That sounds amazing. So I was listening to you guys last night. I'm not from around these parts. I'm from the States, so I've been getting to immerse myself in a lot of, like, the Kingston music, like, the local bands and stuff. And I was listening to you guys last night. You guys are fantastic. I was listening to your new single that just came out. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with your sound.
Thank you.
It's amazing. So, yeah, do you want to just talk a little bit about some of the music that you guys are going to be giving us a live show in a couple minutes? It's so exciting. Yeah. Do you just want to talk a little bit about the songs that you guys are going to play? Like,
yeah, I think we're just going to do the last single for you, the Bad Dawn. I almost forgot the name of it for a second. Does that sound good, Johnny?
It sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
That's awesome. So we have a banjo here today. That's exciting. I've actually never heard a banjo
before.
She has
a name,
live.
Too. It's crazy.
Oh, what's it?
Well, we're gonna put me on the spot, Martina. This is Cynthia.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, named after my great-grandmother.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that so much. Has Cynthia been with the band for a long time?
Yeah, since the beginning, since our first show.
It's our first groupie.
February of 24.
Wow, that's awesome. Speaking of shows, you guys have an upcoming Christmas show I've seen. How's that? Are you guys excited for that?
Yeah, for sure. Our management is 745 Music, which is run by the talented Sandra Lee Layden and Jay Emmons, and so they manage a few different bands from all over the country. Actually, one of the bands is coming in from Newfoundland, Earl and the Reckless Hearts, Feral Minx out of Kitchener, and who am I missing? Oh, Eddie and the Dirty Boys, who are branches of the Glorious Sons and Boston Levi and all the big time rollers. So we're having a little showcase for the management. So it's like a staff Christmas party.
Killer lineup.
We all
line
just get to play music, and it's going to be really awesome. It's
in
the
ugly
West End.
Sweaters.
Ugly sweaters.
Ugly sweaters. Yeah, that's what I'm most excited for.
It's a mandatory dress code. Ugly sweaters. And yeah, it's at the Red House West on December 6th. Tickets are available on the internet.
Lovely. That is an insane lineup. That's crazy. I might have to come and check it out.
Do it.
So if for anybody listening who might not know who you guys are or not be super familiar with your music, like, do you just want to give a little rundown onto what your guys' vibe is, what you guys are doing, what you, you know, bring to the table with your music as a band?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we started the band, we were kind of comically, we wanted to write breakup music, or I think someone famously said we just want to make music that makes people cry. We actually did make someone cry yesterday
playing.
So I think it's working. But this band is really just all about the vocal and the words. Like, if you come and see us live, I think you'd... And that goes for anyone, understand that. And I think that's what we're trying to capture on recordings. And the funny thing about recordings, too, is, like, we're trying to get to that kind of find our sound where it's swampy, it's us, it's like Porter. So being a new band, there's definitely growing pains there. But I think we're getting closer to what that is, you know, camping at Lake Porter. So
yeah, I think, yeah, like we have three singles out, and they're all, like, in different veins, but also still, like, every time I say we're a folk band, Taryn gets mad at me. She's like, we're not a folk band. But, you know, it's a mix between country, like rock and roll. Our song Not You has like a pop-esque to it. And Bad Dawn, I think, which is our latest, was kind of the most on-brand song, I think, for us. So Johnny got to debut his lead vocals, which I've been waiting for this whole time. And, you know, Taryn had some great, like, instrumental parts, and singing it was great, where all of our voices are on it. And so it really, that's probably the closest we've gotten to our sound. But I don't think we're ever just going to land on anything. We're just going to keep doing whatever feels right and sounds good.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome. When you say you guys are kind of like a vocal band, does that mean you have a lot of emphasis on your lyrics? Or do you mean like the singing, or a little combination of everything?
I mean, if you came and see us live, like, I go to a lot of shows. It's like you'd see an absurd amount of us just singing a cappella at one of our shows. Like, it ends songs, it starts songs, it's in the middle of songs. So
definitely harmonies, though. That's one thing that we always knew that was special about the three of us, because we've got like a really cool blend, and that's me quoting like a bunch of different people over time. And so, yeah, we keep saying, like, let's get more on the harmonies, let's dial it in, let's do it, let's give people what they want. And that's what we get our most, you know, compliments on, is the way that we blend together. And it's why we work so well, and we're the wholesome threesome.
Wholesome threesome.
That's amazing. Well, I'm excited to hear this unfold live here on Indie Wake Up Call this morning. So are you guys ready to give us a little show? Amazing. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Of course.
Thank
I'm excited.
You.
A thousand times, but who Thank you. talking about.
There's no grapes, no pears, no raspberries.